What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which in turn allows us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So if you would do me that favor, I would really, really appreciate it. Today, I want to talk about something that might challenge you, might comfort you, or maybe it would even set you free. The truth is, we are not meant to carry everybody. Now, before you think I'm advocating for selfishness or abandoning compassion, let me be clear. This isn't about becoming cold or indifferent to others' needs. This is about understanding the profound difference between healthy support and destructive caring, between genuine love and codependency, between helping and enabling. So let's start with the question. How many people are you caring right now? And I don't mean literally. I mean emotionally, mentally, spiritually. How many people's problems have become your problems? How many people's responsibilities have you shouldered as your own? How many people's happiness depends on your constant intervention? If you're like most caring people, the answer might surprise you. Some carry their adult children who refuse to grow up. Others carry friends who drain us with the same problems year after year. We carry family members who expect us to rescue them from consequences they've created. We carry coworkers who dump their workload on us. We carry our communities, our churches, and our organizations, sometimes even carrying people that we don't even want to be, that don't even want to be carried. And here's what happens. We become exhausted. We become resentful and ironically less effective at helping anyone. We become enablers rather than empowerers. We rob others of their opportunity to grow, to learn, to develop their own strength and resilience. Moses, the great leader of Israel, found himself carrying an entire nation on his shoulders. Every day from morning till evening, people lined up to bring their disputes to Moses. Every problem, every conflict, every decision, it all came to him. Moses thought he was being a good leader, but he thought he was serving God by personally handling every issue. But his father-in-law, Jethro, observed this and said something that caught his attention. He said, "What you're doing is no good. You and these people who come to you will only wear themselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You can't handle it." Notice what he said. "You and these people will wear yourselves out." The burden wasn't just destroying Moses. It was actually harming the very people he was trying to help. By trying to carry everyone, Moses was creating a system that was unsustainable and unhealthy for everybody involved. But Jethro's solution was revolutionary. Delegate. Train others. Empower people to handle their own disputes. Let Moses focus on the big picture and the things that truly matter while others learn to carry their own weight and help their own communities. Moses listened to this, and the result was transformational. Not only was Moses freed from the impossible burden, but people developed their own capacity for leadership and problem solving. The community became stronger, not weaker, when one person stopped trying to carry everyone, right? So what's the difference? What's the difference between helping someone and carrying them? It's actually quite simple. It's simple, but not easily. I'll just say that. When you help someone, you walk alongside them as they do the work. You might offer guidance, resources, emotional support, or practical assistance, but the responsibility remains theirs. You're empowering them to grow on their own. when you carry someone, you take on the responsibility as your own. You do the work for them, absorb the consequences of their choices, or become responsible for their emotional well-being. You're enabling them to remain dependent. You don't believe me? All right, check this out. Your adult child calls you, and they're calling you because they can't pay their rent. Helping might look like this: sitting down with them, creating a budget, connecting with them with resources, or even offering to match whatever they can save towards the rent. Caring looks like just paying the rent again without any expectation of change or growth. Not convinced by that? Okay. A friend constantly calls you on a crisis, always with the same relationship problems. Helping is like listening with compassion, or maybe offering a perspective. Caring is dropping everything the time they call, becoming their unpaid therapist, and feeling responsible for fixing their relationship patterns. Let me share some practical insights about how to stop carrying everyone without becoming heartless. First, understand that boundaries are not walls. They're more like gates. They have a purpose. They're there to protect what's valuable while still allowing for healthy connection and appropriate help. When you set a boundary, you're not saying I don't care about you. You're saying I care about both of us enough to maintain a relationship that's healthy and sustainable. Second, recognize that people will often test your boundaries when you first set them. This is normal. Someone who's used to you carrying them will push back when you stop. They might get angry, try to guilt trip you, or even threaten to end the relationship. And this is not a sign of that you're being cruel. It's actually a sign that the boundary was necessary. Third, start small. You don't have to transform all of your relationships overnight. Pick one area, just one area where you're carrying someone inappropriately, and begin there. Maybe it's stopping the habit of doing your teenager's homework, or no longer accepting calls from friends after 10 p.m. unless it's a genuine emergency. Fourth, prepare alternatives. Instead of saying no, offer an appropriate alternative. Like, I can't pay your rent, but I can help you look for a part-time job. I can listen to the same problem again, but I can give you the number of a counselor who might be able to give you some help. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Now, let's address the elephant in the room: the emotions that come with setting these type of boundaries. When you stop carrying people, you will feel a little guilty about it. You might feel selfish, uncaring, or worry that you're abandoning people who really need you. This guilt is often a sign that you've become conditioned to believe that your worth comes from how much you sacrifice for others. But consider this: if your primary value to someone is your willingness to carry their burdens, is that really a healthy relationship? You might also fear that people will leave you if you stop caring for them. And honestly, some might, but that's okay. But here's where this is the difficult truth about it. If someone only values you for what you can do for them rather than who you are, then you haven't lost a relationship. You've discovered that one that really even existed. The people who truly care about you will respect your boundaries, even if they need time to adjust. The people who genuinely love you want you to be healthy and whole, not exhausted and resentful. There's a deeper spiritual truth here that goes beyond practical relationship advice. We are not designed to be anyone's savior. We are not meant to carry burdens that are our, that are not ours to carry. In fact, when we try to carry everyone, we often prevent them from finding their own strength. And more importantly, finding God's strength in their lives. Sometimes the most loving thing we can do is step back and let people experience the natural consequences of their choices. This doesn't mean stop caring. It just means we care enough to let them grow. Think about it this way. If you're always rushing to solve everyone's problems, when do they learn to solve their own problems? If you're always there to catch them when they fall, when do they learn to stand on their own feet? If you're always carrying their emotional burdens, when do they develop their own emotional strength? When you stop carrying everyone, something beautiful happens. You have more energy for your relationships, responsibilities that are truly yours, and you become more present for your spouse, for your children, for your own calling. You model healthy boundaries for others. You become a better friend, a better parent, better leader, because you're operating from a place of strength rather than depletion. Even more, people you stop carrying often become stronger. They develop resilience, problem-solving skills, and self-confidence. They learn to lean on God rather than you. They discover resources and capabilities that they didn't even know they had. So, how do you begin? Here are some concrete steps you can take to start today. First, do some honest inventory. Write down the names of people that are currently carrying now. Next to each name, write down exactly what you're carrying for them. Is it their emotions? Is it their responsibilities? Is it their consequences? Second, each person, ask yourself this. What would love look like here? Sometimes love looks like continued support, but sometimes love looks like stepping back. Third, start with one relationship. Choose one, just one where you feel most drained or where you see the least growth despite your efforts. Begin with setting like gentle but firm boundaries. Fourth, prepare for your responses. Prepare in advance. Practice saying things like, I love you, but I can't take that responsibility. I believe in your ability to handle this yourself. Or, I'm here to support you, but I can't do this for you. Fifth, find your own support system. As you stop carrying others inappropriately, make sure you have healthy relationships where you can be supported without being carried. You see, the freedom of the other side, here it is. Let me paint this picture. This is what life will look like when you stop carrying everyone. You wake up without the weight of others' problems on your shoulders. You have energy for your own life, your own calling, your own relationships. You can help others from a place of abundance rather than depletion. Your relationships become more honest and authentic. People connect with you for who you are, not just for what you can do for them. The people in your life become stronger and more resilient because they've learned to stand on their own feet. And you discover that you can be compassionate without being codependent. You can care, and you can care deeply without caring constantly. You can love without losing yourself. So as we wrap this up, I want to leave you with this thought. Refusing to carry everyone isn't selfish. It's sacred. It's recognizing that we each have our own journey, our own lessons to learn, our own relationships with God to develop. So when my guy Moses stopped trying to carry everyone, he didn't become less of a leader. He became a better one. So when you stop carrying everyone, you don't become a less caring person. You become a more effective caring person. The people who are meant to be in your life will appreciate your boundaries. They'll grow stronger because of them, and you'll discover that you can love more deeply when you're not caring constantly all the time. So I challenge you, identify one person you're caring inappropriately. Set one boundary this week. Take one step towards that freedom that comes from understanding this truth. We are not made to carry everybody. And that's okay. It's exactly how it should be. Until next time, remember, you can care deeply without carrying everything. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you guys share. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can have access to all of our social media outlets. And as I always say, be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.